I wish more adult Americans had this attitude. Remember little Raymond, the 9-year-old who's been fighting the war against cancer, who came up to see us a couple months ago?
Yeah.
And just a great kid. And he's up early in the morning. He sent this. It's timed at 5:05 this morning. And he writes very serious stuff. This is a 9-year-old, mind you. He says, I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said, they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And he goes on to say, if we give up freedom to be safe, the enemy wins. The way to win is take the battle to the enemy. These thoughts came to me after I saw Wind Talkers last night, the new movie, the new war movie. After I saw Wind Talkers last night with my grandma, the movie made her cry. I hear how tough the enemy was to fight, but my fishing friend said America was tougher, meaner, and gentler all at the same time. He was on the Enterprise in World War II. Every time I look at the American flag, I will not forget the ones who made me safe before I was even born. This is a 9-year-old kid. Yeah, he's a great kid. Great kid.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
He has his own website, which he set up himself, by the way. And he has all kinds of interesting stuff there. Want to take a look at it? Write this down. USS Goblin, G-O-B-L-I-N, like Halloween, USSGoblin.com. And, Greg, you might want to take a look at it. I'd like to get your reaction. Greg's our new producer for the next few months. He's been working with Brain Wilson in the evening. And, of course, is just traumatized by this total turnaround flip-flop of ours. And but he'll get used. No, you won't get used to it. I'm not going to lie to you. Nobody ever gets used to these hours. It's insane. It's unnatural. And probably a violation of major precepts of every religion known to humankind that anybody gets up in the middle of the night to do a stupid radio program. But anyway, Greg is on board for the next few months while Sherry is learning what it's like to be mommy. She says she expects to be out about 3 months. I figure after the 2 a.m. feeding starts, she's going to be back in about 3 weeks.
She'll be back so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric, you mind the baby? It's all yours, buddy.
By the way, it's not only the hours that Greg has to deal with, it's the awesome surprise of hearing somebody take a breath.
Yes. Brain packs more words per minute into speech than anybody I've ever heard. Is Big Buck ready? If he is, we'll go to him before we do a commercial break, because he gets impatient with us. He doesn't want to listen to all this drivel.
No.
And he just wants to do his business report and
go back to sleep and do
something more productive with his life.
Go back to that cot.
Yeah. He's back there at the Wall Street Journal back on the East Coast. Hello, Buck. Good morning.
I'm just, I was listening to what you said about, getting up at such an ungodly hour and all that other stuff, and I was going, hear.
Yeah, and, you got a 3-hour break. What time do you get up in the morning?
Between 2:30 and 3.
What? You're lying.
No.
That's you're 2:30 and 3, your time or our time?
My time.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's, everything.
What are you, feeding stations in Europe?
No, he's getting up to go home and catch a nap before he gets to work.
Whose place are you when you wake up at 2:30 in the morning?
That's the crank of the old Fred Flintstone mobile, and get things running. It's a mess. Well, let's see.
What are the foreign markets doing? Maybe it'll give us some kind of hint as to what sort of a day we're going to have.
Well, the FTSE is cool, up about 1.25%, 1.33%.
That's the Financial Times. That's the big index out of London, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
The Financial Times stock, FTSE.
The TE100, because they have several different.
The FTSE.
Never mind that. How's the TNA 100 doing?
The Tokyo Nikkei average there. That fell about 2.5%.
All right.
Yeah, they're kind of worried about the Japanese economic policy, so they were kind of rattled. But, our future's pretty good. Let's see. The S&P future's up 5, and the NASDAQ future's up 14. Let me flip my screen, because I was trying to pull up USS Goblin there.
Did you find it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I've got it right
here. You see a little guy. Yeah, there may be I don't know if he's got a picture of him with Mel Or maybe with me on there, or maybe both. I don't know. He did have it one time.
Okay. Now, this is, well, he's with somebody there, and he's in bed there. Another shot with, looks like, some medical stuff. With
I think there's one in there with so Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, who's the lady there? Is that mommy?
I don't know. I'm not looking at it. You
all
are.
All right. We'll pull that up.
Okay.
Let's see. And what else we got? I talked about the NASDAQ futures. That's up about 14 points, so it looks pretty good. Let's see. We've got a perhaps a tasty marriage on tap. Nestle will merge its ice cream business, Häagen-Dazs, and the other flavors it has up under its belt with Dreyer's ice cream, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's one here in the Bay Area, see.
Yeah, so yeah, a little tasty hookup.
Dreyer's is made in Oakland, isn't it, OV?
I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Abbott Labs and OraSure Technologies have agreed to jointly distribute a test that determines in 20 minutes whether someone has the virus that causes AIDS. And let's take another look at the futures. All right, we have the S&P futures up 5 and the NASDAQ futures up 13.5. Looking pretty cool. So far, so good. I'm Buck McQuillan at the Wall Street Journal on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.